Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies, taken from the best-selling LP, Tango in the Night. Right, I was just thinking whilst that record was playing, we're running on a different aerial system once again, so I hope reception has improved, because I've heard from a contact, good evening Phil, yes, that it wasn't too good. We've done a little test transmission during the week, and it rather dropped in power when we switched over to another aerial, and let's hope it improves. Right, we're trying to bring you a service, alternative radio on FM. Right, this might be a Monday night, I'm not sure. Yes, if you were listening on Sunday, I'm confusing you, aren't I? Yes, you will have heard Rebel Radio. Well, I think you will. Don't give too much away. Hey up, Fred. Oh, all right.
Good.
Yes, Fred's just walking in the studio, distracting me here. Right, as I say, we do need those essential reception reports. If you've already written off, thank you. But we haven't got nothing this end from P.O. Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk, PE36, 5AU. Right, I'm running away with myself talking again. Yes, I did say less chat and more music. Right, we'll have a commercial, and then we'll come in with the Eurythmics, I Need a Man. Not really. A woman, yes. Okay, we'll have Johnny Lewis. Okay, John, are you coming in? Mine's a pint of bitter, Johnny.
Oh.
siren.
Young Cannibals, didn't really make them. Yes, Johnny Come Home, that was from 1985, right. We're, as I said, listeners, we're concentrating around the 80s, which I hope it's pleasing you. Yes, we're trying to throw everything in, you know, we've got everything in this program, so more music, less chat, back-to-back music, like this one from Sabrina. Boys, boys, boys.
Boys, boys, boys.
We'll be right back.
love, summertime love in the beach tonight. Say hey, say you, say me, say what? Everybody's got a cop. Don't stop, don't move. I just get your body in the groove. I said hey, I said who? I said me, said you gotta get in the groove.
Boys, boys, boys.
In the summertime love, in the summertime love.
Boys, boys, boys.
The Jets, 1985, Crush On You. Right, I think we'll press the jingle. It's time for the free radio news. People will remember this. Just listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, have you heard that before? Right, let me just reach over and grab this long piece of paper. It's rather long. Yes, and some Right, bits of news in it this week. Right, hold on, we'll stop this load of buzzing noises here coming through. And that's it. Right, we'll start off with the offshore news. Right, hold on, everything's falling apart here, can't put the paper down. Right, Caroline. Right, they're still going into their 2-hour shifts. All the DJs are doing a 2-hour shift from 6 p.m. at night until 6 a.m. in the morning. And we've had a few new names. Judy Murphy from Canada, and she's a new name, she's been reading the news, and there's a, from what I can gather, there's a voice from around the Manchester area, and he used to work on a station called Sunshine, yes, if you remember that. 6215 is carrying the midnight service from Caroline, so at midnight it switches over when the God Squad finishes on 6215, yes, 6215, and World Mission Radio has agreed to that. So the old God Squad is letting the relay of 558, which is the reception at night time is getting a little bit down with the darker nights approaching. Right, and sorry to say, the big white mast is a write-off. You might as well throw that in the sea, because it's really split, it's cracked, it's really gone kaput, so I think that can be scrapped. I was thinking then, why don't they have one of those towers that you winch up in sections. Yes, that would be a good idea, wouldn't it, Mr. Boss out there? That would be a good idea. Right, what else has been happening? Right, that's about it from Caroline. But it's still a good old format, 2 hours. It really breaks it up with the DJs doing a 2-hour shift. Right, we'll go on to land-based wise, and handkerchief times out, because there is only 4 stations on the air in London at the moment, and DTI have really went to town down there. What I've been gathering, I'm speaking to old Steve down there, I'll say no more, Mr. Steve, and he mentioned that they've really been going to town on any outfit at all around London. They've been taking them off very quickly, so it looks like a big, rather clear up down there. Laser 1035 from Manchester has been missing the latter part of weekend, and since that bit of up power, we could hear them at our location over this way, because there was reports in the weekly report that it was reaching Wales and Merseyside, and only for that, what's that station, Pennine Radio, yes, on 102.5, they're obliterating a bit, but you swing the aerial limit a little bit, it's sort of knocks it a little bit if you swing the beam of the area. Right, technical-wise, KISS FM have not moved off 1170, which they would, because I was checking the band, and there is a nice few clear frequencies for them, which they've mentioned in reports of 1413, and also 16, was it 1610 or something, something around that anyway. Also, it just says here at the bottom of the page, a good bash at the London Pirates. Yes, right, we'll go locally. Right, we'll go rather, we'll go locally now. Last Sunday, the 10th of July, there was a really, really terrific big surprise on 104.9. No, it weren't Heatwave Community Radio. Oh, no. Just getting comfortable. This seat is getting a bit uncomfortable. Yes, at 1400 hours, I noted a carrier on 104.9, and it sprang to life, and no other, it was Radio Veronica, with rather old tapes, and we've had Steve, and Neely, yes, the Neely program was broadcast. We've also had Ian Hop Walters and Richard Force 12 Gale, plus Christine, and then about 18:20, which is 20 past 6 in my language, all Steve and Christine came on live, so we did, and said hello to one or two people, Ken Lancaster up there in Rotherham. Yes, and a few other people they said hello to, who has been in touch with them. They were using a power of 50 watts, and rather enjoyed it last Sunday afternoon. It was good listening, it made good listening. Better than the old box, watching EastEnders. Yes, right, it was only a one-off, yes, and they actually proved it was live, because they called out the time. Right, also Sunday night, 105, well, actually 104.95. It's spoiling WLNG, but I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Yes, Heatwave made a attempted return on Sunday night, because at 23:17, I should be in bed. Oh, right. 23:17, a rather strong blank carrier, stereo and all, was sitting around doing that for a while, and then some reggae music was tried to put into it, and it was rather doing a lot of popping and bashing and, ooh, all peculiar noises. Then about 11:45 I got fed up, because it was rather unlistenable too. It wasn't very good at all. But Sunday night I checked about 5:50, and old Heatwave was back with a rather powerful, good stereo signal at this location. And from what I can gather, they're getting out around Nottingham, Mansfield, Derby, I could say all over the place. Probably a good signal up northwise and all, so that looks like a good signal for a while, good strong signal. But they are actually causing problems to WLNG, who were on Thursday night, and I could just hear the splash of their carrier, WLNG's, about 105.1. So it's causing a bit of problems for them. I don't know how long they actually stayed on, because I sort of lost them with a splash over from Heatwave Community Radio. They were really deviating over, and they've got a rather large band spread, which is spreading down to about 104.7. They're rather a bit close, boys. Right, Monday night, old Rebel Radio were back on the air, and they're announcing that they're going to do their marathon 12-hour broadcast on Sunday. Well, I hope you've done it, Mr. Jones. Yes. And, well, so had a rather good signal from them as well. He came onto the air at 2000 hours and 2200 hours. He closed down at 22. He was playing a lot of top 40. And good reception once again. So that's Mr. Scooter Jones. Right, that's a powerful hit. Yes, right. I think we've nattered on long enough for the free radio news. I hope you like the idea of us bringing you free radio news. You do? Right, if you don't, write to us and tell us. No, write to us, please. And don't forget those audio reception reports, please. Addressed to NMR, Post Office Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk, PE36, 5AU.
Hung up on the line. Hey! No, I can't recall.
Van Halen from 1985. Why Can't This Be Love? Right, in this part, we're going to sort of blast you with music and less talk and more music. Right, let's go with Doctor in the TARDIS, would you believe? Yes.
Doctor Who! Doctor Who!
Yes, coming from the Time Lords, Doctor in the TARDIS.